Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Rip Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rizzuto moves to second. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Rizzuto moves to third. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rizzuto scores. Berra moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. McDougald catches it and throws to second to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rizzuto hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rizzuto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Coleman drops the ball. Lawler moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Berra reaches second base with a double. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berra moves to third. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and tags out Bauer for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aparicio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Howie Pollitt pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto misplays the ball. That's an error on Rizzuto. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Yankees. Bob Grimm now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Kell moves to second. It's 5-3, Yankees. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Grimm fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Jackson attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Niemann moves to second. Two outs. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing shortstop. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mantle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle scores. It's 6-3, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Collins now playing first base. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Don Larsen now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields the ball and throws home. Barra drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Barra. Rivera scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Yankees. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Yankees. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing right field. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Dixie Howell now pitching. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDougald strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to second. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Delsing moves to third. It's Yankees, 6, White Sox, 6. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Phil Rizzuto. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Billy Martin. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 7, White Sox, 7. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Berra reaches second base with a double. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Jerry Coleman now playing second base. Gil McDougald now playing shortstop. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 4 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant bunts towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. McDougald moves to second. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDougald scores. It's 8-7, Yankees. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Delsing strikes out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.